Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine an economy where a mere $10 rise in oil prices can increase the current account deficit by 0.3 to 0.4% of GDP, add 30 to 40 basis points to headline inflation, and reduce GDP growth by 0.2 to 0.3 percentage points. That is the stark reality India is facing today. What makes this significant is that Goldman Sachs has just lowered India's calendar year 2026 GDP growth forecast to 5.9%, the second downgrade in a month, citing surging crude prices, rupee depreciation, and widening current account deficit triggered by the Iran-related oil supply disruption. But why does this matter? It matters because India imports 85 to 88% of its crude oil, making it among the most vulnerable major economies to supply shocks. Building on this, Goldman Sachs expects Brent crude to average $105 per barrel in March and $115 per barrel in April if the disruption continues until mid-April. Every $10 per barrel rise in oil prices approximately increases India's current account deficit by 0.3 to 0.4% of GDP, adds 30 to 40 basis points to headline inflation, and reduces GDP growth by 0.2 to 0.3 percentage points. It is worth pausing here to note that the Indian rupee has weakened 4% against the US dollar in 2026, after a 4.7% decline in 2025. A weaker rupee amplifies the oil import bill, as India pays for oil in dollars, creating a vicious cycle of higher inflation and wider trade deficit. Now let us turn to the inflation trajectory. Goldman Sachs revised India's 2026 inflation forecast in three stages. Pre-war, it was 3.9%, then in mid-March, it was revised to 4.2%, and the latest forecast is 4.6%. At 4.6%, inflation would be above the RBI's 4% target but within the tolerance band of 2-6%. However, food inflation, already elevated, combined with fuel price pass-through, could push headline CPI closer to the upper band. With that background in place, let us look at the current account deficit. The CAD is expected to widen from 1.3% of GDP in the October to December 2025 quarter to 2.0% of GDP in calendar year 2026, driven by a higher oil import bill, potential disruption to Gulf remittances, as India receives approximately $40 billion annually from the Gulf region, and reduced exports to West Asia. Now, what does this mean for monetary policy? Goldman Sachs anticipates a 50 basis points repo rate hike from the current 5.25%, a dramatic reversal given that the RBI had just cut rates by 25 basis points in February 2026 to support growth. The central bank now faces a classic impossible trinity challenge. The RBI's next Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, meeting will be watched closely for its response to this stagflationary pressure. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, India's vulnerability to oil supply disruptions is exacerbated by structural factors. The country's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR, capacity is only 5.33 million metric tons, enough for approximately 9.5 days of consumption. This is woefully inadequate compared to the International Energy Agency, or IEA, recommended 90 days of import cover. SPR facilities are located at Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. And here is something that surprises many students: despite efforts to diversify all sources, increasing imports from Russia, the US, and West Africa, 60 to 65% of India's crude still transits through the Strait of Hormuz, making true diversification difficult in the short term. Now, let us turn to how this connects to other economies. India is the world's third largest oil consumer and the fifth largest economy by nominal GDP. OPEC, that is the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, controls approximately 40% of world oil production. The Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil transit point, accounts for around 20% of the world's traded oil. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember these key terms: GDP, CAD, CPI, repo rate, SPR locations, MPC, and the Strait of Hormuz. For mains GS3, be prepared to discuss the impact of oil price shocks on the Indian economy, monetary policy dilemmas in a stagflationary environment, and India's energy security challenges. In an interview, you might be asked, India imports 85% of its crude oil yet has only 9.5 days of strategic reserves. How should India prepare for oil supply disruptions? Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Goldman Sachs forecasts for India in March 2026 include a GDP growth rate of 5.9%, down from 7.0% pre-war, inflation of 4.6%, up from 3.9%, and a current account deficit of 2.0% of GDP, up from 1.3%. The forecast also includes Brent crude prices of $105 per barrel in March and $115 per barrel in April, with an expected repo rate hike of 50 basis points from 5.25%. The rupee has declined 4% in 2026. India's oil import dependence is 85-88%, with an annual oil import bill of approximately $150 billion in the fiscal year 2025. The top oil suppliers are Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the UAE, and Kuwait. The strategic petroleum reserve capacity is 5.33 million metric tons, or approximately 9.5 days of consumption, with locations in Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. The International Energy Agency recommends 90 days of import cover. The Reserve Bank of India's current repo rate is 5.25%, with a reverse repo rate of 3.35%, a cash reserve ratio of 4.0%, a standing deposit facility rate of 5.0%, and a marginal standing facility rate of 5.50%. The RBI's inflation target is 4%, with a tolerance band of 2-6%. The Monetary Policy Committee has 6 members, with 3 from the RBI and 3 external members. Other relevant facts include that India is the world's 3rd largest oil consumer and the 5th largest economy by nominal GDP. OPEC controls approximately 40% of world oil production, and the Strait of Hormuz accounts for around 20% of the world's traded oil. In conclusion, the impact of oil price shocks on the Indian economy is a complex issue, with far-reaching implications for monetary policy, energy security, and the country's overall growth trajectory. As India navigates these challenges, it must balance its short-term needs with long-term strategic considerations, making it a critical topic for UPSC aspirants to understand and analyze.